producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. All right, Joan, so you hear that I'm quite concerned that you're going to start a war here. How old is your brother?
35.
Okay. How old is his bride?
I believe she's 30.
Do they have kids?
No.
That's what it sounds like. How far away from you do they live?
Oh, probably about a half an hour.
Have you spent any time just one-on-one with her?
You know, I don't think I ever have.
Okay. You're going to hate this, all right? But I just want you to listen, right? And not hang up on me and see if you can not close down your head and your heart. Because, honest, I'm trying to help you here. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. If you say, first of all, you're going to put your mom and your brother and your father in the middle. And that's not a nice thing to do. And even if they go along with you, you're going to, your mother's going to say, well, you know, Joan made us do it. I mean, it's going to create a problem, and you are going to come out the bad guy, even if you win, and it's going to make the holidays, what are we talking, Christmas? It's going to make it awful, because,
okay,
you know, and I don't want that for you. You know, you're going to feel guilty. Your husband's going to feel like he has to be on your side. Your parents are either, probably going to go back and forth between your brother and you, but everybody's going to be mad at you, because he's the one who's extending the invitation, and you're the one who's saying, we don't like you. All right, so it's going to come down on your head, and I don't want that to come, I don't want it to happen to you. Holidays, by definition, are crisis rites. They always, all right, so let's figure out what we can do. The first is, I'd really like you to call up your sister-in-law and say, you know what? I don't think the two of us have ever spent any time together. And figure out something, take her for lunch, go do a manicure, pedicure, go see a movie together, and do your best, you know, I am a charming person, I can make everybody love me routine, all right? Because, how long have you been married?
15 years.
Okay. Do you remember the first couple of years, if you've got a 13-year-old, you probably had at least a year and a half or so before you had kids, right?
Right.
Do you remember going to your friend's house who had kids and wanting to leave? I mean, no matter how adorable and wonderful our children are, other people's children, especially if we don't feel that they're terribly well brought up, and that just is going to be some variation in parenting styles, drive us crazy. I actually like kids, and there were still people whose family, I would not visit them because their kids were, as far as I was concerned, so indisciplined. One of my best friends from college came to visit me, and she has two sons, one of which is about 6 months older than my daughter, and one is about 6 months younger than my daughter. And which came when my daughter was very young. And one of the kids, the younger one, bit my daughter. And I remember, this is one of my best friends. I loved her. I thought she was wonderful. I liked her husband. You know, she was staying in my house, and her kid bites my kid, which I didn't actually, you know, I mean, that was not much fun. I mean, my daughter was pretty young, maybe, you know, a year and a half. But what my friend, whom I loved, whom I respected, who I'd gone through college with, said to her son, if you ever do that again, I'm going to feed you to the sharks. And I remember at the time, I mean, it's as vivid as if it had happened yesterday. I remember thinking that if that kid believes his mom, he's terrified of her. And if he doesn't, he just got away with biting my kid with no consequence.
Right.
And it affected the friendship. But what it also reminded me is a couple of things, that people have different parenting styles, and people without kids tend to be intolerant of people with kids. They don't know how to deal with them. No matter how well behaved your kids are, they're not going to like them particularly because kids are just they're not as well socialized as adults. So what I would really like you to do is have some kind of interaction with your sister-in-law that allows both of you to be nice to each other without the kids around. Because what allows us to tolerate our friends' children's behavior is that we really care about them. And we try and have events that are separate that remind us that we really do value that relationship and we're just not crazy about their kids. And I think that may be what's going on here as much as anything. Because, Joan, my concern is that this is going to start something that will never completely heal. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to, and you're going to be the perpetrator. And you can say that your sister-in-law doesn't like kids, and it sounds to me she's not very good around kids, that she's not a parent at this moment. When she has her own kids, which you can believe in your head privately, although you're not going to share it with your mom, and you're sure not going to share it with your brother, and you're not going to share it with her, is that karma's a boomerang. She'll probably have the world's most undisciplined, horrible children. But that's something you think privately and is not your best self. But I don't want you to do this. And I think if you feel better, one of the possibilities is say to your brother, but I think you still need to spend a little time with your sister-in-law, just the two of you, doing something that's wonderful, that you really like. And even if she turns you down, you've made the offer, and hopefully she won't turn you down, that saying to your brother or even your sister-in-law at some point, look, you have this gorgeous new house, and I know that my kids are careful, but they're still kids. And so rather than have you sort of worrying about my kids spilling stuff, why don't we have it at my house? And that may take some of the sting out of it, but you still... You know, but calling up your brother and saying, we're not coming because your wife is ugly to my kids. You don't want to do it, honest. Even though I know it feels...
I didn't want to do that. You know, ironically enough, she is a school teacher.
but that doesn't offset it at all.
You know, not knowing how to behave around children or...
But she's in charge with those children. She can tell them exactly what to do. And that it sounds like that's what she does. She just, when it comes to kids, she figures... What grade does she teach?
I think it's first.
Yeah. I mean, she teaches very young kids, and she tells them exactly what to do and which bathroom to use. And that's just how she relates to kids. And she probably actually likes, even other people, I like kids, but there's some people's kids that I adore and some people's kids that I think are undisciplined little rats. And I tend to blame the parents more than the kids. But, I mean, nothing that you said is really, is contradictory to my perception of her, which is this is her house, this is her refuge, that she, you know, that she's just acting like she acts. And, I don't think she's being abusive. I just think she's being who she is. And you don't like her because you don't know her very well. I mean, you've been married for 6 years, and the two of you never spent any time one-on-one. She's not crazy about, and it may even be that she likes your kids. She's just being school marmish with him, which is telling him what to do. And she'd say the same thing to a first grader is, you know, you're daydreaming or you're not paying attention or you can't use that bathroom. I mean, she hasn't said anything to your kids that she doesn't say to her charges, and she probably likes them. But she feels it's her job to guide them. And that's all she's doing with your kids, and you don't like it, which is certainly understandable. But I think so what I would do at this moment is spend some time one-on-one with this woman, and you've got 2 months.
Okay.
If things don't lessen up a bit, and that you can even suggest to her, it's so generous of you and George to invite us to the house, but given the fact that my kids, you know, I'm going to sit there the whole time worrying that they're going to wreck your carpet. How about if we come, you know, that we'll come and to you guys' house on Christmas Eve without the kids or something, or you know, New Year's Eve or something, but you come to our house so if the kids spill. It won't wreck your beautiful new house.
Okay, I will definitely try to call her and make a date with her.
All right. Well, good for you for listening, because honey, I could just see the huge skull and crossbones superimposed on Santa Claus's face.
Yeah, I just really care about my brother, and I really don't want to.
Right. So let's see if we can't bring this around. I have great faith in you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for listening, because I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but I really think we'll save you from a disaster here, which I'd just as soon do. All right, and that way you don't have to worry about Santa Claus putting coal in your stocking either. Okay, 855-99-DR-JOY. Frederica, you're next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Boy, today has really raced by, hasn't it, Shane? All right. All right. Frederica, from yesterday, I remember Frederica called me yesterday. She is a 24-year-old woman who's engaged to a 27-year-old man. They've been together 3 years, and she said, you know, I don't feel like I'm my real self with him. And I said, oh, no, you can't marry somebody until you are your real self and make sure that he really likes your real self. And she said, well, I think he'll like it better. And I said, good, that's reassuring. You have to have an opinion about everything for the next 24 hours. So, where are we, darling?
actually applied your advice. Not saying that it wasn't great. I need to just be me. I need to just stop thinking. And, like, what you have said, it stuck with me all day, and I understand what you meant by that. But I need to just physically just break out of this and just let it go.
I don't know exactly what we're talking about breaking out of and letting go.
Well, I just have a lot. I think too much about everything I do, and it makes me hesitate and not do anything.
Well, I think exactly.
And
it's called analysis paralysis.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
And I need to just stop thinking.
No, you don't need to stop thinking. You just need to be having an opinion about things. You just need... Remember when we were kids and we learned to play war or old maid or something, we used to play card games? And the way you learn when you're 4 or 5 years old is you show your cards, right? Because that's how you learn. All I'm saying is show your cards.
Okay. Well, what I mean by stop thinking is stop caring. I need to stop caring what everyone thinks or how I might look.
Well, I think that's true, but that's what you and I talked about yesterday, and you kept arguing with me. I said, well, you know, you don't have any confidence in yourself. And you said, oh, yeah, I do. And I said, well, and now you're getting to that point of saying, well, what if they don't like me? Honey, you're talking about committing to some guy for the rest of your life, and you're not sure if he likes you because you haven't shown who you really are. No, not a good idea. And you're certainly not the first person to do this, but it's really important that, first of all, Frederica, you're a relatively young person, and I would argue that at 24, nobody knows exactly who they are. Nobody. Some people are better at pretending, but no, because we've just come out of adolescence at best, and sometimes we're not even out of adolescence. If adolescence is that time between listening to somebody else's rules and accepting them and evolving our own, because it takes a while. It takes a while to know what you think about money and about race and about religion and about parts of the country you want to live in and music and what your personal style is and what kind of shoes you like and all those kinds of things that we're still trying to figure out. And if you figure 4 or 5 years ago, you were doing different things. You were dressing in a different way. You probably had a different hairstyle. So we're changing beings, and we're always going to change, hopefully. But the years between about 18 and about 30 are the ones where we're going to change the most in some ways, because we're no longer under our parents' roof, either figuratively or literally, and we really haven't quite figured out exactly how to make our lives work. And so the earliest that any of us really ever come out of adolescence is around 30. And sometimes it takes longer than that. So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you. I'm just saying that it's time to start practicing and see, because not only does he need to figure out who you are, you need to figure out who you are. And by keeping everything inside your head, there's no consequence. There's no, you know, one of the ways that we learn how to bake an angel food cake is, you know, we try it and we realize, the oven wasn't hot enough, or didn't beat the eggs long enough, or opened the oven door before, you know, and slammed it and the whole thing fell, or wow, this was perfect, this really worked. Now you can see from that example, we're going to learn a lot more from our mistakes than we're going to learn from our successes. But we need to do all of that. We need to sort of, I mean, I can give you just a quick personal example. Although I was a little younger, I've always been quick, okay? Neither here nor there, just as part of, you know, not necessarily real deep, but quick. And I learned when I was about 12 or 13 years old, because I went to a junior high school, where, which is like most junior high schools, there were two different groups. There was the really smart kids and the really popular kids. And somehow I would go back and forth between the two, because I wasn't as smart as the smart kids, and I wasn't as popular as the popular kids, but I was more popular than the smart kids, and I was smarter than the popular kids. So I really didn't fit in either group very well. And what I would do, because I was, you know, I used what I thought was my best characteristic, which is I was quick. And how the quickness came out, because I was 12 years old and didn't know very much about the world, was I would say, kind of, because the easiest way to be quick is to say something mean to somebody, right? If someone says, well, that teacher was really good, you'd say, yeah, for a dummy. I mean, you know, that saying something negative doesn't really require much effort or thought. And I was young, and it was fast, and I thought, well, it was funny, and people would laugh. But underneath it was really, I was being sarcastic, because I was saying kind of mean things quickly in a funny way. And what I realized was very quickly, everybody hated me. The smart kids wouldn't have anything to do with me because I was dangerous. I would say these terrible things. The popular kids didn't want to have anything to do with me for exactly the same reason. So it took me about, you know, when I was 12, 11 or 12, to realize, Joy, you were always going to be smart, but you're going to have to figure out how not to do that because no one will like you. And so you're going to have to figure out a way to be quick and gentle and not be sarcastic and not hurt anybody's feelings, because if you hurt people's feelings, and most people were a little bit older than I was, they were like 13 or 14, you hurt people's feelings, they're going to either strike back at you or have nothing to do with you. So I got to learn a little, I got to learn that part a little quicker. But if I'd done nothing, if I just sort of thought those things in my head, I never would have learned this. And so the earlier we learn it, I think the more flexible we are. So you're better to learn this at 24 than at 25 or at 35 or at 45. So you're going to make some mistakes. You are. Because all of us do. There's no way of figuring out exactly who we are without understanding who we're not. Or even who we are, but who we can't be because it's just too dangerous. For example, you may be a really sexy kid. All right, but you've already figured out that you can't be sexy to strangers. It's dangerous. Or you can't be overly friendly, that you may be friendly, but that friendliness is going to be misinterpreted. So you have to, it's not that you can't be friendly, because that's who you are, but you have to learn how to be friendly in a way that makes sense to you and other people. If you have all this stuff just going around in your head and you never do anything because you're afraid that either somebody won't like it or you're going to look silly, you're never going to learn anything, and no one's going to know anything about you.
Okay.
All right. So, and it doesn't have to happen overnight. I really pushed you because I was afraid if I let you go that you were just going to go right back to what you were doing, which you kind of did.
I appreciate that.
All right.
But
so,
no, it made me think deeper. I do appreciate that.
And that's okay. That's really all I wanted you to do is to try something, and you don't have to try everything. You can try it in a little way because you're going to make some mistakes. So make mistakes, make little mistakes with people that matter a little less, or make little mistakes with people that matter a lot to you and ask for their help. All right. Let me put you on hold. If you need to talk with me more, I'll keep you there. All right. If not, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, apparently, that is absolutely right on, is that it really is talking about your life and your family. Because when we say to you, okay, what if you were on borrowed time? What if you knew that, and we're not necessarily putting any particular definition, although to be quite honest, when we put it up, I was thinking about specifically Ebola, so it was something that was going to affect all of us. How you guys interpret it is always fascinating to me and part of the fun. I think you guys interpret it as personal illness or something, which is fine. I mean, part of the, as I said, part of the real pleasure of doing this kind of program is seeing the difference between what I'm thinking, what you're thinking, which is sort of fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do a little bit more of this, can we?
Sure. Yep. Vicky says she would. I like this one. She says she would kidnap Ricky Martin and Gene Carlos Canella. I'm not sure who that second one is. She says it's either a singer, but and take them to a remote island and have them play around or have them play around with her day and night. She says she loves them both. So it's kind of
Listen, she's very specific. I like a woman who knows her own mind.
Yeah,
I really do. I think that's great.
Yep. I don't know if she goes by Vicky or not, but Victoria says, be with the walruses in the wild and write poetry about it. There's a creative one there.
Wow, walruses.
Yeah, I guess so.
That sounds like I guess in San Francisco is the only place. I guess in Baja, too, that they're walruses.
Okay, sure.
Have you ever seen them up close?
I have not. That's something. That's an animal I would like to witness.
They are really interesting. I mean, they're prehistoric and look prehistoric.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, as I said, I still am being absolutely mesmerized by the porcupine at the Big Apple Circus. Yeah, I've seen porcupines in the wild, and I've seen them because especially when they don't have their quills, because they usually if you run into them, they've been frightened by you, that's how they sort of get rid of you, is that they. And actually, I think I actually was hit once by a porcupine quill. I don't remember very much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to take them out because there's a barb on the end and stuff like that. But this one had all of its quills, which is pretty interesting because it's in a circus environment.
Wow.
Which is a lot of people and noisy.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was a beautiful animal, much different than I'd seen before.
Sure.
And part of it, I guess, is just the quills.
Yeah, I like how their quills kind of have that almost like a blonde look to them. You know, their bodies are real brown, and then
it
looks
neat. They're almost like a peacock feather, except they're not so colorful. But yeah,
sure, yeah,
yeah.
Let's see. Lynn says, "I would just want to spend time with my precious daughter and grandson in Disney World." That's not a bad idea, right?
You know, that's an interesting concept, isn't it? End of the world, everybody goes to Disney. The lines are 4 days long.
It's a small world. Okay.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with somebody about exactly that last night.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember exactly how it came up. I think because he was talking about the fact that one of his kids just loved Disney.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know, I think older kids really like Disney, but for younger kids, there's basically the rides are too scary.
Yeah,
It's a small world after all, and but then you can't get the song out of your head. And he started singing it, so now, and thank you, Shane,
yeah,
for doing that.
Yeah, doing that for everybody.
So if it wasn't already in my head, now, it's a small world after
all. All right, Alika says, travel to, I believe it's pronounced Ogunquit, Maine? Is that?
Algonquin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. With my loved ones, and spend every morning walking along the beach at sunrise, taking photographs. She says she's a photographer. Eating pizza and drinking wine, sharing stories with loved ones, and walking along the beach at sunset.
Well, and that's a tough beach. I mean, that's not a sandy beach. That's a rocky beach.
Right. I think it's actually pretty similar to our north shore of Lake Superior here in Minnesota, where it's real rocky cliff-type stuff, right?
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. And,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
there's
sure.
also there's a place in California, oh, Mendocino. It just came into my head.
Okay.
Thank you, Head. Where you walk out on the cliffs, and because the wave action is so violent and has been going on for so long, that they actually vibrate. I mean, it's wonderful.
Oh, wow, neat.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be very cool.
I mean, it's a very elemental kind of thing. And, I mean, you walk out on these cliffs, and the whole thing moves. I mean, it's great.
Another,
keep going.
Another Victoria weighs in. I think that's like the third or fourth Victoria.
We have a lot of Victorias.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
We like that.
She just says straight up everything. She would do everything.
I do everything. Yeah.
Michelle says she would buy life insurance. I'm not quite sure how that
I don't
if
know
it
if
works
you can get life
way,
insurance.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Although
it's a good
I've
thought,
got a week to live. What are my premiums going to be?
Yeah.
Good luck, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and getting that physical done ahead of time. I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah. Lee says rent a beach house and just savor time with friends and family.
Okay.
It seems like beaches are a common thread here.
Well, there is something about that, isn't there? There's something elemental
being near
and
water
the sense,
and, yeah.
yeah, that life goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
That even, I mean, I know one of the incredibly reassuring things for me after September 11th, which was obviously very traumatic for everybody, is I went to the planetarium, Morris Planetarium.
Okay.
And I think it's, I think it was Liam Neeson, I think is who does the. The narration. No, you know who it is? It's Harrison Ford, I think. It's one or the other. I think it's actually Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Who talks about the fact that there's got to be life on other planets. It just, in terms of the odds, that we are not alone here. That it just, and for me, that was somehow so comforting. The idea being that, you know, that species come and go, but that life continues. And for some reason, that just took away a lot of the anxiety about, are we about to destroy ourselves?
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of was my Ebola boot at the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say it kind of fits in with that whole.
Well, it always does. It, I live my life the same way I try to convince you guys to live your life, which is opt for happiness, opt for something that makes you feel good, not bad. If you're going to make assumptions that make you happy, not unhappy, because those are our choices. What happens to us, to a very large extent, we have limited control over. And so that, you know, and our feelings, we don't have any control over. They just happen. But then you can choose. You can choose how to behave. You can choose which feelings to focus on. You can choose what to do with an anxiety attack, ways to offset it that don't include getting smashed or high. We really can learn. We really can choose. We really can make ourselves happy. And it's not that if winning the lottery is the only thing that's going to make you happy, you're going to spend a lot more time being unhappy than you are happy. So see if you can find little tiny things. Like hot water. I love showers.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about camping with my daughter, and they said, you camping? I said, well, you know, I mean, people have this really interesting notion. Someone said, can you cook? And I said, of course. I can sew. I'm a girl. I could do all those things. But I don't know why people have this notion. Well, I suppose it's good to have this notion of me as a princess, even though it has no reality. I'm kind of the milkmaid. But, hot water. As long as I have hot water. And even during 2 years ago, during Sandy, no hot water, I just made friends with people who had showers.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? Nice. I mean, this is true. I would go up to people and say, do you have hot water?
Did you really?
I have a shower cap.
That's awesome. How was what was the response?
People let me use their showers.
Ah,
I mean, I think
nice.
There's something. Yeah. I said I'll bring my own towel.
Sure.
No, it didn't occur to me, or at least I chose not to let it occur to me that sort of going up to somebody and saying, "Can I take a shower at your place?" could be misinterpreted. I guess people just figured that I was either incredibly naive or incredibly forward, and given who I really am, that they probably figured I was incredibly naive. So,
well, it's good to know that people came through for you anyways. You know, I kind of get back to what we were talking about earlier, where people, you know, band together in times of trouble.
Well, and I had the sense that as long as you don't get between somebody and their kid, now their kid could be
right.
a child,
right?
And we hear that all the time, or an idea, or something they hold dear. As long as they don't feel threatened, you them and something they value greatly.
Yep. Yep.
Most people will do not only the right thing, but better than the right thing. They will come through like gangbusters because it makes all of us feel good to do that. So.
Yeah. Amen, sister. Yeah.
I stopped carrying my shower cap about. I think I did for a solid year.
Nice.
I mean, I just, you know, and the idea being, well, you know, something could happen.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know,
better,
what happens if it happens? I'm prepared this time by the shower cap. All right.
Kathy says, gather all my family and close friends and spend time sitting around a big table and talking and laughing and eating and drinking anything she wants.
There you go. See, I do have the sense that if Armageddon comes, that I'm going to have to stay on the air because everybody getting together with their family is going to create such tension that my lines are going to be full the entire time saying, okay, I know there's only 4 days left on this planet, but my family's driving me crazy. What do I do? So, you know, I'll do what I do. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. 855-993-7569. Howard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. You were on, I heard your show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You had a guest on talking about a fuel conversion for your car,
right.
For cars.
Right.
I was wondering, I wasn't able to write it down at the time. Can you give me the information again, the website and or the phone number?
Yeah, the name of the movie is Pump.
Pump.
Let me just see if I can find the website. It may just be pumpthemovie.com.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find, Pump Movie Oil. Pump Movie website. Wait a minute. Do not give up on me yet. I'm getting
I'm
it.
I'm not.
It's pumpthemovie.com. I got it right.
Okay. All right. Well, what was the name of the person? Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember. We had, let's see.
I think the guy we had on was John Brackett.
Okay.
is the name of the fellow that we had on. But what's the name of the director again?
Wait a minute. I just found it. Hang on just a second. I'm getting... I got the director. Let's see. I'm just... I'm sorry. I'm just a little slow. David Bloom was interviewed in it. That isn't who he wanted. Let's see if I can find it for you. I had it just a boy. There it is. Wait a minute. I had too many things going on at the same time. Let's see if I can find it for you.
Okay.
Well, you could
Joshua Tickle.
Yeah, he was the director. Was he who we had on?
No. Yeah, I believe I think we just had the guy we had was like a
PR
person.
That's right. Oh, I remember this. All right, here. Let me be honest with you about this.
Okay.
We had a professor from I think the University of Colorado or something like that, for whom he's an expert in this. And the movie is terrific. The interview was not. And do you remember, Sean, that one that we sort of yanked our hair out by that one?
Oh, that is that one, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was
it
the
was
one.
Tough to
yeah,
get much out of him, yeah.
Yeah, that we really struggled with him.
Why do you say that?
It's just, I'm sure he's a very nice guy, and he's probably knows his field very well, but he's not, you know, there are people who are really easy to interview. And there are people who are very difficult to interview, and I think he just—I think he wasn't prepared for the kind of interview. And I'd seen the movie, so I had to fill in a lot of the stuff. It's a great movie. It's a really interesting concept, and it was probably one of the least satisfactory of any of the "It's Broken, Let's Fix It" that I felt. I just didn't feel like it. We got the enthusiasm from him that I think the movie generated, because it's a really good movie. And the idea being that, you know, he's got very practical solutions, because, I mean, everybody's been talking about oil dependency and, you know, our addiction to oil, blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
But this movie has very specific kinds of solutions about it, including the fact that Brazil has really instituted a plan where... They actually are doing what he suggested, which is alternative fuels and how you set it up and, you know, all sorts of really, as I said, you know, we don't do that segment unless there is a problem and a solution. And because, you know, documentaries, I think, have become what newspapers used to be, in that they're the muckrakers. They go and find problems and expose them to public scrutiny. The problem for me, seeing a lot of them, is when you leave there, you just want to set your hair on fire, and you think the world is a terrible place, and we're never going to survive it. And that's not what my program's about. So the only time that we have people on is there have to be at least two criteria. First of all, I have to, well, three, I guess. One is that I have to have liked the movie. Second, that it's a problem that I think other people, you know, has some kind of global or at least fairly general appeal, interest. Because, you know, I might be interested in, you know, the neuronal effects of acetylcholine on lobster, but most people are not going to be, so it ain't going to be in my program. So it has to be a movie worth seeing. It has to be a subject that I think has, if not universal appeal, at least wide appeal, and a solution. And so everybody that's been on, with very few exceptions, has fallen into that category. And I really loved the movie. What I try and do with the It's Broken, Let's Fix It is generate both enthusiasm for the movie, because I know that's why people come on, much as they adore or don't adore me, that they're really publicizing their movie. And also that it's an interesting interview that's fun for you guys to listen to it and fun for me to be. And that was one of my least successful, unfortunately, but I still thought the movie was terrific.
I have to say, it didn't sound that way over the radio. I enjoyed the interview.
Thank you.
You're having a hard time, but you made it fine.
That makes me feel
on his side. I enjoyed the whole interview.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel significantly better, because I was struggling, and I usually, you know, I really count on the people that come on the program, is that they're more enthusiastic in theory about their project than I am. I mean, it's their project.
Of course.
And so a lot of the people have just been just extra. I mean, I specifically remember the one about the dinosaur, and those guys were so. I mean, here is this up until that moment, although there's now been a larger dinosaur found, but up until that moment, it was the largest dinosaur bone ever. Bones ever found. And I didn't even understand that dinosaurs were only in North America. For some reason, I viewed them as wandering through Russia and China. And they didn't. They were in North America.
I remember hearing not recently, but that they found dinosaur bones in the Gobi Desert in China.
According to this, the Tyrannosaurus, it may have been different dinosaurs. This was Tyrannosaurus. Tyrannosaurus Rex. This was T-Rex, which is sort of everybody's favorite.
I vaguely remember seeing a documentary on.
I believe there's lots of stuff. You know, having been an archaeologist at some point in my life, that there's lots of stuff found at different places, but this was specifically T-Rex, I think.
Okay. One last question on the movie. Can you buy the movie and get it, or you have to watch it online?
I don't know. Go to sooner or later it'll probably be available on Netflix. So, you know, I would guess that I don't know. Go to the website and find out. As I said, I saw it in the movie theater. They loan me stuff occasionally, which I usually have to give back. How rude is that? But I don't have the answer to that just because, you know, it was not relevant. But, yeah, I mean, it really is. And, it's one of those things that if I were a high school teacher, I'd want to have it in my high school class to show the kids.
Oh, I enjoyed the interview, and I found it. I couldn't write it down at the time. And I said, I'll remember it, and then I forgot.
All right, so pumpthemovie.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, and thank you for sort of redeeming my sense of the movie. As I said, at the time, I remember being not very happy with the interview. So,
and the guy was good. Super nice, and like you say, knowledgeable. It just, kind of didn't care.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was very nice. I don't know if he was distracted or what. I would ask questions, and there would be kind of this long. Look, I found this out very early in my career, that there are people who are really smart and really know their stuff and just don't communicate terribly well. And, you know, unfortunately, that's, you know, I'm doing a radio program, so I need people who can communicate really well. All righty, 855, thank you, though. I feel much better about that. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.